It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're about to trace where two troubled mortgage firms stand this morning and also trace how they got there. The two companies are known as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Behind those charming names stand companies that buy and sell trillions of dollars in mortgages. And as we'll hear in a moment, they also do some high-powered lobbying of the government that created them. We begin this morning with a look at the effort to prop them up. NPR's Adam Davidson is following the story. And Adam, I suppose we should mention that although the government has been trying to reassure investors that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are fine, Asian stocks and European stocks have been plunging.
They've been plunging specifically in the finance sector. There's clearly a lot of worry that banks are going to fall. And while the Treasury Secretary and the Fed Chairman did a lot this weekend that no Treasury Secretary or Fed Chairman has ever done before, they took huge steps. The market seems, if we can read markets, to be screaming, please do more. This isn't enough. We're still really, really scared.
And so now Ben Bernanke of the Fed has a chance to testify before Congress today. Henry Paulson of the Treasury Department is also going to be up there. I guess they'll be trying to explain why everything's okay.
Not exactly. They're going to be begging for Congress to take some more action. I think what they're going to say is something along the lines of, hey, we've done everything we can do according to the current law. We need the law changed. We need the Congress to allow us to do things that no government has done before in the United States, to actually buy stock in a private company to keep it afloat. Big, big deal. Transformational change of sort of the architecture of the U.S. economy. And then there's other things as well. We want to be able to basically give Fannie and Freddie a completely unlimited line of credit to tens or hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer money. Also a very big deal.
Well, let me ask about that, Adam Davidson. As you point out, this requires a change in the law. When these two companies were set up by the government, they were supposed to be independent and not supported by the government, meaning that they could rise or fall with the market. Is anybody questioning whether it's a good idea to change that?
Oh, a lot of people are questioning. Yes, yes. This is a hugely controversial move. I think the general agreement that I've seen among economists is if nothing is done, if absolutely nothing is done, and if Fannie and Freddie collapse, that will be one of the most dramatic shocks to the global economy ever. Huge, huge potential impact, far worse than what we've already seen from the subprime housing mortgage meltdown. But acting too strongly, including some of the things that are being proposed, many economists will say that really hurts the economy because that creates a situation where you get out of the current crisis, but 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you are in a different economy. You're in an economy where people running whatever the successor organizations to Fannie and Freddie, people running big banks, people investing in stock have this kind of reckless attitude. Hey, I'm going to take huge swings. I'm going to take big risks because I don't have to pay the downside. The taxpayers will pay the downside. The government will make sure the taxpayers take care of if the risk doesn't go my way. And that causes far riskier actions, that causes a more reckless attitude in the economy and is seen as extremely unhealthy. It's sort of the opposite of how well-functioning markets are supposed to act. So there's a very difficult balancing act here between avoiding the current crisis and causing the next 10 crises. And I'd say they don't get rave reviews so far for where they are on this. I think that a lot of economists feel they've gone way too far, that they should allow Fannie and Freddie to suffer a lot more pain than they have. They should allow stockholders in those companies to suffer a lot more pain and then come in later.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.